You start it.
Welcome back to Sheeta Stand Up 2. I'm Laura Sogard.
And I'm Matthew Broussard. This is going to be a short episode.
Sure.
Tickets and tour dates, broussard.live, whatever year you're listening to this in. I want to talk about, you asked me how I organize my writing.
So context for this episode is I'm trying to write more stand-up comedy because that's the whole fucking thing we're doing here.
It's part of the process. writing jokes.
But I
would rank it as one of the top, like,
what
20
I realized
important things
is I don't have a good way of doing that. And like in the sense of like I like the jokes I write, and my writing process right now is a little bit more nebulous. Like I'll think about things, a lot of shower thoughts and stuff like that, and then the joke comes and then I write it in literally the notes app on my phone.
Do you type out the whole wording of the joke?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But I have no organizational method to it. It's a bunch of random app, like notes, and then there's set list mixed in. It's very much, which is surprising considering everything else about me.
Yes,
quite,
it is.
I know, and it drives me up
Isn't
a wall.
Is it crazy that I'm more organized than you?
Well, it's your job, so I will say that. You are paid. Do you hear?
Clap back.
Yeah, that was, take a full seat, Matthew. But point is, I was asking Matt, I was like, actually, how do you? I would assume because it's your job, you have a pretty good mechanism of doing this. My inclination is I should probably make a Google Doc of it.
That's what I do. So
okay,
I do
yeah. So
two things.
So we were starting this conversation that I was like, we should probably do an episode on it because if I'm asking this, more than likely someone out there has their stupid notebook or has their notes app or just tries to remember it all or something.
Right. So first thing I do is I have a little handbook, a little, you know, hand-size notebook that I bring with me to shows, and I write set lists on it. I'll sometimes write a joke idea in there if I have one, but I try to write out a set list for every set I do. I think that's super important because you can easily get to the point where you can just freestyle a set, but the more you plan, the more you can work on
the
new jokes.
I've been doing way too much of that recently. And then
it's easy to do.
Yeah. Well, I think, to my credit, like, I mean, I'm comfortable enough, I guess, up there, but it's also detrimental in the sense of I'm not working on exactly the stuff that I need to develop.
Right.
And I don't do it frequently, but it's one of those things where part of the reason I was like, I need to get more organized here.
Yeah.
I need to have like a consistent path to move forward and develop material at a faster rate.
So I write out set lists on there, and then those are useful to keep around. Even when you finish a notebook, keep it. Because you can always, when you're running out of ideas, you can leaf back through and see jokes you tried for 2 weeks and then gave up on, even though they were pretty decent.
Or if you're trying to start a campfire, you can use that paper for Tinder.
Yeah, in the event of an apocalypse, you can actually
useful.
Keep your hands
Couple
warm.
Of reasons.
So that's my set list book. I don't bring a full size book with me to clubs. I just have something I can put in my pocket because I don't need more than a page to write.
I saw one comic who busted out a laptop for this, and I was like, relax.
That's a lot.
Rein it in. We were on a rooftop too. I was like, whoa.
That's committed.
I will not be saying who it was. It might have been a one-off thing for another reason. I'm sure it was. It read very funny though.
Yeah. For headliner sets, I need a full page, so I'll bring a bigger notebook for the road because I want to write out what I'm doing for that weekend and the whole set list, and then revisit where can I work on the new jokes. So that helps me with structuring the sets. And again, I think you have to plan a set to work on new stuff because you obviously don't start with the new joke.
Obviously.
Yeah. You write it all out, you can look at the order and be like, oh, that's stupid. That could go there instead. So it's just always better to write it out. I have a Google document that I started after the pandemic to just catalog all of my jokes that are good, working, part of my act or in rotation. It's a Google document that's titled the name of whatever my next album will be, special. Let's be hopeful. And it's just bullet pointed. It basically has every bullet point is the next punchline. So I don't write the setups in there, but I just note each punchline, anything that gets a laugh.
So do you have it? So it's just punchlines,
never fully
written out.
No, it's an outline. So it's bullets and indentations and all of that. So the fully written.
What's funny is in my notes, I'll write out everything.
I don't do that very often. Not for my set because the setups I know fairly well. A lot of these jokes are already in my muscle memory.
Okay.
And then I review that document. Whenever I rewrite a joke, I'll go in and be like, oh, I cut this tag and now I have this little line or I changed this word. And I've even color-coded it to what's been on TV and on what shows or what's been on my Instagram.
Me too. Know. It's just a big blank page.
So that's a good document. I don't open that one that much. I will actually scan that to see if I'm like struggling to put together a longer set before like maybe a corporate or a private event. I'm like, what's clean? And I look through my material. Like, I also note regional jokes. So I'll have bullet point after the main body of my act. I'll have my regional jokes of like Utah. After a weekend in Utah, I'll have a couple jokes about the city that seem to work. So I'll bullet point out all the punchlines I have about Utah or Austin. Or,
and I'm sure you can probably sub those into depending.
Hopefully not. The goal is for the jokes to not be completely. My goal with a regional joke is that you can't use it other places, but sometimes it happens you can.
Right.
Austin
right.
and Portland have the same punchlines.
I always want to steal your Austin joke and say it in conversation.
Which
one? It's probably the joke I most want to, maybe just because I know so many people. I talk about Austin frequently because I lived there. The one about the Captain America shield.
Oh, God. I haven't. That's not even part of the joke. That was the original line of the joke, and I cut it out.
This is the worst
idea. I remember the first time I did that, I was staying with you when I did that joke.
It's
one
of my favorite.
It's a blue dot and a red circle. It looks like electorally, it looks like Captain America's shield.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not even part of the joke.
And you wrote that part. You wrote that before.
I wrote that right when we started dating because I was visiting Austin so much. I was starting to write Austin material.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to revisit that premise with, like, Trump and all that in mind.
Sure. I have some new Austin jokes from the ones I posted, but
interesting.
This is very off topic.
This is already this turned into a little writing session.
But if I had written that down, just because you'd be amazed by how much you forget.
But anyway, point is, every conversation I've had, like, for work about Austin, I'm like, I bring up that it's just so funny that it's like that, and then it's like surrounded.
Yeah.
And sometimes if I'm feeling brazen,
yeah,
too. Whose joke is that?
I don't know. Brazen?
Brittany Carney.
Ah, yes. Oh, she's funny.
God,
she's such a good writer.
So good. I think about her. Anyway.
But again,
I'm just stealing jokes in conversation, and just know that it's the highest form of praise.
It really is. It's
and I immediately cite people.
Yeah. My friend from college was taking a CrossFit class in Dallas, and the teacher of the class being like, you know, I know a lot of people say how do you say it? He goes, CrossFit is more than just a support group for people who peaked in high school. And my friend immediately heckled him. Boo! You fucking hack. That document, any jokes that work, even for specific instances like regional material, write it down in there. It should be a big catalog of jokes that work or even work within a region or within a specific setting. It just helps you hold on to a lot. There's a lot of material in there that I haven't done in years, but it's in there. And if I ever need to refresh that material to bring into a new joke, or I'm writing for something specific where I need jokes about this subject, I can just scan that because you just can't keep that much material in your head, more than an hour of comedy. So that's the organizational document. And then the other document I have that I use more is my bad ideas document. It's titled Bad Ideas because...
Seems like a bad title.
No, I'm trying to remind myself that I don't. It doesn't need to be, and maybe it was, which is why it's okay. The whole thing is that when I sit down to write, there's no judgment.
It's good to be bad. Little boy band.
That is just where I sit and write, hopefully every day, just whatever ideas, however raw, however stupid, just type them down. And I will also... If I have a joke that I already know the wording of, but I've been saying it on stage and I haven't written it down anywhere yet, I'll write it in there and then just type it out and see if there's any place where I can fix the wording or improve the wording or shorten it, most importantly. And then note to myself, added this, try this, even just kind of like talk to myself. I'm like, okay, what's working and why is it working? What do I need to write more of? So I'm just rewarding myself for typing in there so long as it's cohesive thoughts. So that's my everyday thing. And I date it and I press enter and put a new date. So the dates get older as you go down. That is helpful. And then I try not to add things to the bigger document, like the grander, the master, whatever.
So you have two separate documents.
One's a repository of all my material.
You should do Excel sheets.
I could.
And I also title each chunk. Listen, I hear that this is what you're doing. I'm going to better you and say you should have multiple tabs that reference, you know, each different thing, and you give a grading
and
system.
And you can click on one.
And it auto, if something gets enough points from bad jokes, it moves auto to good jokes.
That's a, so a big,
I'm going to optimize this. Let's business school this bad boy.
A big thing I
meanwhile,
run into.
I'll carry on with my notes app. Sorry. Keep going.
Well, this is going to be a very dry, stale episode.
No. Nope. Well, yeah, it is.
And then
but
we started drinking wine. a big thing to be careful about is being too excited about a new joke and
super
noting
victim.
It as a working joke and putting it into the repository document before it's ready. I do that a lot. So I really try to wait a while before I upgrade it to the main act thing, and I'll highlight things yellow. So I've started highlighting jokes yellow if they seem to be working. Not just to tell myself what's working, but to remind myself, on that day, I wrote something that worked. Look, 5 days ago, or whatever, 2 weeks ago, I started doing that joke, and look, that was the day it started working.
Oh,
and
that's really nice to have the timeline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it'll be, a lot of times you'll be rewriting. A lot of times you'll look at that date and you'll realize you've written that down before, but you just, the wording's sure. slightly better. So I'll write it a lot. But I do like to highlight it to just remind myself there are some wins in all of this garbage, because it's mostly bad. That freeform daily writing document is a lot of garbage. And you have to be okay with that. I would also highly recommend listening to Jerry Seinfeld on Tim Ferriss's podcast, because that changed the way I look at writing. I would just say the main thesis is reward yourself for writing, no matter what the quality of the writing is.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be too judgmental or you won't write anything good.
That's a very...
Oh, and the other thing for me is when I'm sitting down to write, I just want to clock some time in. There is no requirement. There is no expectation. In fact, there's probably the opposite of actually having a new joke. I'm sitting down to review the jokes that are already in my head. That's important. I don't need to come up with anything new. I'm just looking at all this other stuff that I've put down and maybe typing it out and maybe thinking of a funnier way to do it.
So when you just are walking around your daily life and you think of something or you
I text myself.
You text yourself.
So then I have
And then
that.
When you sit down and are writing, do those texts go into bad jokes?
First, yeah. Because they're typically pretty new.
You need to change. I'm insulted for you that this title of this document is bad jokes.
Bad ideas.
Bad ideas, excuse me.
You should read it.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
So they go into there, and then from there, you kind of do this iterative process of when you sit down and kind of massage them and mm-hmm. try it out, and then eventually you can move it into main act.
Yeah. And when I sit down to write bad ideas, I might open up my notebook with my set lists in it, or I might open up that spreadsheet with the text messages with bad ideas in it. Just anything to review. I have lots of old notebooks that I used to write in, and I'll just flip through those and just look through old ideas, because you probably have enough old ideas. You're not going to sit up and you're not going to sit down and have a good idea for a joke. That really only happens when you're out living your life. So just
that is so
nice. Capture.
That's really nice to think about, because I think that's the most daunting thing to me about sitting down to write.
Yeah.
I really need to go into this kind
painful.
Of a system more.
You're not sitting down to write anything new. You're sitting down to review the ideas you already have and maybe just type them out for clarity. And a lot of times when you type it out, you'll have an extra idea while you type it that you could have never had just talking out loud to yourself. There's the act of typing it or writing it releases your mind to actually view it as an outsider and then put something else to it.
You also mentioned recently to me, and I made fun of you, so I'm sorry about that, that you have been journaling some?
I've been journaling, yeah. I started that a little while ago.
And
it's very sappy and emotional.
Yeah, it's very... It's
I open
preteen woman.
I open every journal and I realize reviewing old ones of like the facts matter more than the emotion in review, because you're sitting down, you know where you are in life, you know what city you're in, you know what's going on, but the reader, yourself reading it later, doesn't. So I open with what songs am I listening to right now, what book am I reading right now, what movie am I watching right now, and just little notes, because I feel like that will get me, if I ever review it, that'll put me back in the headspace. And then I'll try to open the first paragraph of just factually, I'm in Winnipeg, I just bombed a show, or I'm in California, I just had a set I really liked, and this. And then I try to be a little emotional, because I do think starting from an emotional place is where good jokes come from. Starting from, I typically mine feelings of shame, embarrassment, isolation, vulnerability.
That's so
I think
sad.
Those are the best place. Not extreme forms, because that's off-putting, but like, I think you want to start with, I think comedy, great comedy, makes us feel less alone, and we typically right. feel less alone when other people are sharing their shortcomings with you. So that's what I try to at least start with. And then another thing I do for writing, because so many jokes are just connecting ideas. A lot of jokes are just simply, this is like this, and then you lay it out. That's the framework for so much stand-up that I will just, whatever my mapping I'm doing between two objects, I'll go to relatedwords.org and type in the word and just see other words that pop up associated with it, because looking for things related to it
helps you map.
Yeah. I'm making a joke about the president. I'll type in president on related words, and I'll be like Oval Office, Rose Garden, Vice President, Chief of Staff. Like, all those things could spur something. So just looking through lists of stuff like that could help me unlock something with a joke.
All right. But again, this episode brought to you by relatedwords.com.
.org.
Oh, excuse me.
Bonnie McFarlane showed me that when we were writing for the roast of Alec Baldwin. Very useful tool.
Yeah, I was going to say it. I've never even heard of this website.
It's not synonyms. It's related words, which is more useful.
Yes. Yes.
But the bad ideas, because they're bad ideas, and even if you sit down to review or type something down that you've already thought of, that still counts.
Well, that certainly sounds like a far better system, with the exception of the title of the system, than my haphazard notes app, which is a combination of things I need to buy from the grocery store, OneNote, and then above it, it'll be comics to book.
To-do list.
So that's a pretty fun, that's a pretty fun list I've got going on. And then followed by that, it'll be set order mixed in with some new jokes, and then it'll be randomly like notes from the podcast.
Yeah.
So when I'm looking, I'm like, oh, what should I do for this set? I'm like, oh, well, this is impossible to find. So I think that's going to be on my to-do, is to go through, and I will let you know if I have any comments, feedback, or questions, because if I have those, then other people might too.
I think the first thing you should do is build that repository document.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is I'm going to go make those Google Docs, and I need to go through those notes and frankly pull everything over into that doc and throw everything into the bad ideas column. I have like maybe two things that can go into good jokes currently.
No, you're set. Just put out.
It's getting there.
And this is something that I think Goldman would talk about. Just typing out your set that you're currently doing, because you have a set you're doing, right? And you know it. You say it the same every night. Sitting down and typing it out word for word with the intention of adding nothing to it will always unlock something.
But you say you don't do that, or at least in your repository, or do you ever?
And bad ideas, I'm like, here's how I'm saying this joke right now. Oh, yeah, with bad ideas, I'm like, okay, this punchline's working, but the setup feels clunky. Let me just talk the joke out like I'm saying it on stage and type it out while I do it, and then read it back. And I'm like, oh, well, that's messy. I don't need this word. Like, one of my jokes I changed recently from the closest thing I do to foreplay is, and I changed it to the closest I do to foreplay is. And God, that's a note I'm going to make, because that's two words I cut. And I also, now I started noting gestures and act outs.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And you've mumble this line, pull the mic down for this line, trying to note, because I think performance is writing as well.
I just want to take a moment and recognize the fact that you are a lot further along this road than I am. It's cool. I'm glad that we're recording this, because I appreciate this advice. I will be taking it, and I hope other people can benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
I had no system until the pandemic. The pandemic wiped out my hour, and I was going on stage just trying to remember my hour. And there were so many parts I'd just do a joke, and I'm like, I'm missing 30 seconds of that. I don't know what it is, but I know there's something missing from that joke.
Oh, just because you had taken time away?
Yeah, because I'd taken so much time off. I mean, I took 2 weeks off for the pandemic. I was forgetting jokes, so I just started typing them all out and we're trying to like.
I'm curious. I bet other people. We should start asking that when we're talking to people, which we have some good guests lined up.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for that. How they do their writing process.
Yeah. The thing is it's just remarkable how much you can pull off without ever having written anything down. I mean, up until year 8 or 9 for me, I had done an album.
You have a weird memory, though. You have a very good memory.
For jokes, I guess.
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah. Type out your jokes. I do recommend.
I will. I'm definitely going to do that.
Something Goleman said in his writing advice was like, don't feel bad writing down something in two different locations. Do have a notebook. By the way, if you want to sit down in freeform, write notebook, do that. But just make sure you hold on to that notebook.
And then transcribe.
Even transcribing. Transcribing is an act of writing. Because in the process of rewriting the joke, you'll probably see something you didn't.
All right. I don't know. Anything else to add? I think this was great advice. I kind of want to go do that right now.
Okay. Bye.
Seize the moment. I got to go.
Get the fuck out. Go. Go. Bye. Oh, just one other thing I forgot to mention. It's really worth refining old jokes because you probably have a lot of B material. Jokes that work, but you can't open with it, you can't close with it, or you can't fit it in a 5-minute set. You can maybe stick it in a longer set. It's a good use of time to try to take C and B jokes and try to upgrade them to B and A jokes.
I've been trying that recently. I've been doing that. You had mentioned at one point to me that opening with a joke that's kind of
okay
is a good way to make it better.
Yeah.
But it's also a really good way to make your set really fucking hard.
Yeah, that's the other side of it. That's
I've
the other
tried
side
that a couple times, and I was like, whoa,
and
this
every
is...
other joke suffers. But don't be afraid to go back and look at a joke that's just okay and it's working and really spruce it up because your goal should be to get as many A-plus jokes as you can. Yeah, you can kind of slack on the refinement process and write a lot of B material, but all you really need in this industry is 15 killer minutes. Because 15 minutes is what people are going to watch in New York and L.A. You're going to do JFL with a 5-minute set, maybe a 7-minute set. You're going to do late night with 5 minutes. These longer form things are later down the road, and I'm not at the level of the headliners who are writing like Taylor Tomlinson level polished hours. That takes a lot of work.
Maybe with your writing process that you've developed.
But yeah, don't. It's not
because you are turning
time.
Over material way faster now.
I am.
I want to give you credit for that.
Right now, I'm writing a lot of B jokes. I'm just trying
all
to
right,
get things
give it a year.
In working order, just training wheels versions of these jokes, and just getting a lot of those, and then going. I hope to go back and refine them and see how I can spruce them up, which usually just means shortening them into A jokes and then putting them in the right place. But I guess the point is, it's easier and more productive to turn a B joke into an A joke. So if you're sitting and looking at a joke that already works and you feel like you're wasting your time, that's a good use of time. Figuring out what can I do, because a lot of times the difference between a B joke and A joke is just a couple choice words, a couple things with timing and arrangement that are so minor, but take that joke to that, like, oh, this joke is its best version. And it takes me at least 2 years with most jokes like that to really get all the pieces. Just because you're adding a tag to a working
Matt,
joke doesn't mean you're wasting time.
Don't worry. Someone will watch you do that joke. 6 months into its development, steal it, put it on TikTok, and the whole process will be nullified.
If you want a glimpse into how my life's going right now, yeah, that also happens. So, I think maybe that urge to write a full new joke or write a D joke, that's not that useful. I think 99% of the ideas you have for jokes will never amount to anything.
Yeah.
But if you can take one good idea and expand on it and get 10 minutes out of the idea, that's very laborious, but it's more impressive than a bunch of short jokes. And you'll have more love for that joke and the audience will have more love for it because it's more involved and intricate. So yeah, work farther down the pipeline than you. If you're really frustrated, take jokes.
Well, that also makes me feel better because there's some jokes that I love that the audience hates and I get it because I'm like, I know this is clunky and messy and the core idea, I just like it so much. And it's nice to know that maybe right now it's not the move, but in 2 years it could develop into something.
Yeah. And you could just sit down with your 15 minutes that you love the most right now and just really polish the shit out of that.
Oh,
and that's not
absolutely
a waste of time. That's probably the most important thing you should
that's
be
actually
doing.
Probably for me at my specific point, probably the most useful thing I could
polish.
Be doing.
Yeah.
But instead, I'm just going to write random new shit.
Random. Text yourself new ideas and then you keep trying new things that and they're fun for a week and then you
and then I'm
going to
move away from
object.
It and I'm going to never develop that's anything super developed.
That's a very ADD process that's not very productive, in my opinion. Oh, also forgot to mention Twitter. Twitter and Facebook posts. Just post jokes as soon as you have them, even if they're stupid and don't fit into your set.
No one does that anymore.
I still do it on Facebook and Twitter. I see a lot of
comics.
It's
Matt and just Russian bots.
And it's a good way to timestamp the joke, too.
Yeah. If the bots like it, listen.
Yeah. So that's the other note. All right. That's all. Thanks.
Bye.